好，我们先一同祷告。
Let's begin by praying.
天父，我们感谢你，
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你不单单让你的儿子第一次来到这个世上，
Because not only did you let your son come the first time into the world,
把救恩赐给一切相信的人。
to provide salvation to all those that believe,
拯救我们脱离罪恶，脱离死亡。
saving us to escape from the grasp of sin, from death.
而且你的儿子还要第二次来到世上，
But he will come a second time to the world,
要接我们都到荣耀里去，
to bring us and take us into glory.
让我们在新天新地里面，在羔羊的宴席里面，与爱我们的主和父神面对面。
And in the new heaven and new earth and the heavenly feast to be face to face with you and us.
今天我们在地上是等候你的儿子再来。
In the world, we are waiting for him to come back.
求你帮助我们，
May you help us.
因为我们常常不警醒，
Because we are often unalert.
我们常常没有办法能够坦然面对你再来。
We often cannot plainly face the fact that you're coming.
我们何等需要你的话来提醒我们，
How much so do we need your word to remind us?
何等需要你的圣灵来引导、来光照我们，
How much we need your spirit to lead us, to guide us,
充满我们，
to fill us,
让我们可以等候在你面前。
so that we can wait before you.
当你再来的时候，
That when you're here,
你可以称我们每一个人都是又良善又忠心的仆人。
so you can call us, each of us, good and faithful servant.
愿你今天在你的儿女当中做这样警醒的工作，
May you do the work of alerting your children today.
赐下你的话，也赐下你的圣灵。
Give us your word, give us your Holy Spirit.
我们把感谢、颂赞都归给你。
Give you thanksgiving and praise.
靠
Amen.
主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
谢谢英奎选的诗歌。
We thank Brother Paul for his choice of hymn.
我要讲的很多内容都在那首诗歌里面。
Many of the things that I want to mention were mentioned in the hymn.
我希望我们一边在今天这个聚集里面，我们一面一同来听主的话。
So I hope on the one hand we are gathered together to listen to God's word.
刚才我们唱的那首诗歌的旋律和诗歌里的歌词，也在我们心里面来帮助我们。
So the tune of the hymn and the lyrics of the hymn help us.
好，今天我要分享的题目是等。
My topic today is waiting.
养过狗的人都知道，
Whoever has had a dog before knows.
当主人出门没有带着狗的时候，
When the owner leaves the house without the dog,
狗呢会长久的坐在地上，望着门口。
the pup or the dog will often sit on the floor next to the door waiting,
等主人回家。
waiting for the owner to come back.
所以呢，有人曾经在一个微信的宠物群里面说，
So someone said in like a pets chat room in WeChat once,
说你们或者大家伙对你们的狗狗要真的要好一些。
He said, "You better be good to your dog."
因为呢，他们每天花好多时间等你们回家。
Because they spend a very great amount of time each day waiting for you to come home.
其实不光狗是这样，
But actually, dogs are not the only ones like that.
人呢，无论我们意识到没有，无论我们喜欢不喜欢等，都是我们生活中一个很重要的部分。
We also, whether we're aware of it or whether we want to admit it, waiting is a big part of our life.
我们花很多时间在等，
We're using a lot of time to wait for stuff.
到店里买东西的时候要排队要等，
We're shopping, we gotta wait in line.
参加聚会也要等，
When we're gathering, we have to wait.
来早了我们要等聚会开始。
If you're here early, you have to wait for our gathering to start.
如果这个聚会不能吸引你，你要等聚会快点结束。
if the meeting is not enjoyable to you, you have to wait for it to finish.
我们现在都在等疫情结束。
We are waiting right now for the pandemic to pass.
学校放假的时候呢，要等开学，开学之后又等放假。
During school vacation, summer or winter, we gotta wait for the school to be in session again, and vice versa.
父母做好了饭，要等孩子出来吃。
When parents make food, they have to wait for their children to come out of their rooms and eat.
我们如果出门呢，就要等车，等飞机。
We go outside, we're waiting for traffic, we're waiting for our plane.
即使是上班的时候，
Even when we're working.
我们打开电脑，要等电脑启动。
We turn on our computer, we have to wait for it to boot up.
我们要等着登录。
To sign in.
我们执行一个程序之后呢，要等待结果。
After executing a program, we have to wait for the result.
我们给同事发了邮件之后，要等回复。
Emailing a coworker or colleague, you have to wait for their reply.
我们每天都花很多时间在等。
Each day, we're spending a great amount of time waiting.
在我们基督徒的生活里面，
In the Christian life,
等同样是一个重要的部分。
waiting is also a very important component.
圣经告诉我们说，
The Bible tells us
我们在等候很多的事。
we're waiting for many things.
我们等候基督作王，使仇敌成为他的脚凳。
We're waiting for Christ to reign as king, to put his enemies under him as footstool.
我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心等候所盼望的义。
By the Spirit, through faith, we wait for the hope of righteousness.
我们等候得着神儿子的名分。
We're waiting for our sonship when he comes back.
我们等候主耶稣的显现。
We're waiting for Jesus to appear again.
等等等等。
etc. etc.
今天我们来看马太福音25章里面关于天国的两个比喻。
Let's look today at Matthew 25, about two parables that mentions the topic of the kingdom of heaven.
第一个比喻呢是十个童女等候新郎。
First one was the parable of the 10 virgins waiting for the groom.
第二个是主人跟仆人算账。
The second one is the master settling accounts with his servants.
虽然是两个比喻，
even though there are two different parables,
但是他们之间有紧密的联系。
But they are closely related and associated with each other.
都和我们等候主再来有关。
They both have to do with us waiting for our Lord to come back.
这两个比喻呢，就是记载在马太福音25章第一节到第三十节。
These two parables can be found in Matthew 25, verse 1 to 30.
我们先来看第一个比喻。
Let's look at the first one.
马太福音25章第一节说，那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
Verse 1 says, At that time the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
这个比喻的背景是犹太人的婚礼。
The backdrop of this parable is a Jewish wedding.
按照他们的风俗，两个年轻人结婚之后呢，并不马上住在一起。
According to their tradition, after two people are betrothed and married, they don't immediately live together.
新郎要搬到父亲家去住。
The bridegroom first goes to his father's house to live.
什么时候去迎娶新娘要由他父亲来决定。
The time of going to the bride to retrieve her, that is up to the father.
到婚礼那天，新郎要到新娘家去。
On the wedding day, the groom will go to the bride's house.
把她接到父亲的家。
To take the bride into his father's house.
然后呢，开始长达7天的婚宴。
And then start the 7-day wedding feast.
在北方一些地方举行婚宴呢，叫做办酒。
In northern China, you can kind of refer to it as wine drinking.
在江浙那边呢，叫吃喜酒。
Down south is called the other thing, which is like a wedding feast.
怡亭王。
eating of wine.
虽然我们通常是说喝酒，不是说吃酒。
Even though it's us drinking wine, not eating it.
那通常婚礼上的主角应该是新郎和新娘。
Now the main roles in the wedding are usually the groom and the bride.
但在这个比喻中，主角呢却是十个童女，她们也是新娘的伴娘。
But in this parable, the spotlight goes to the 10 virgins, or should we say the bridesmaid of the bride?
因为婚宴是晚上开始，
Because the wedding starts in the evening.
所以这些童女夜里面要在路上等候新郎。
So at night, these 10 virgins are going to wait for the groom outside.
他们的任务就是接到新郎之后，护送他到新娘的家去迎娶新娘。
Their duty is to meet the groom, escort him to the house of the bride.
接到新娘之后呢，再带领整个游行的队伍回到新郎父亲的家，然后婚宴才正式开始。
And then take the whole part of the wedding party, and back to the groom's house, and then the wedding feast starts.
其中这十个童女当中，其中有5个是愚拙的，5个是聪明的。愚拙的拿着灯，却不预备油；聪明的拿着灯，又预备油。在器皿里，
Says starting in verse 2, five of them were foolish and five were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps.
因为是晚上，
Because it is evening.
所以去迎接新郎的童女要带着灯在路上等候。
So the bridesmaids who are waiting for the groom must take a lamp with them to wait near on the road.
而这里所说的灯其实是火把，
The so-called lamp is actually just a torch.
是用浸透油的布条包起来的木棍，把布条点燃之后，就成为可以照明的火把。
They use either a wick or a rag dipped in oil around a wooden stick, and then they light the rag and use it as a torch.
而且这些火把也要带到婚礼上。来照明用。
And these torches are going to be used in the wedding feast itself. They have to take it with them.
使用这样的火把有一个问题，
There's a problem with this kind of torch.
就是每隔一段时间要把烧过的木条拿掉。
Because every once in a while you have to take out the burned rag.
再用浸过油的新布条绑在木棍上，继续燃烧。
And take another wick or cloth dipped in oil and wrap it around the wooden stick.
这就是这个故事的背景。
And that's the background of this story.
马太说，五个童女当中有5个是愚拙的，或者是笨的。
Matthew indicates five of the 10 virgins are foolish or stupid.
他们只拿着灯，却不预备油。
They took the lamp, the torch, but they didn't have any extra oil.
另外5个是聪明的。
The other five are wise.
或者说有智慧的 wise，他们呢？既拿着灯，还带着器皿，里面放好了油。
They're smart and wise because they took the lamps, they took a jar with extra oil in it.
因为他们想到，如果新郎来迟的话，他们就要等，这样灯里的油就会烧光。
Because they knew and planned ahead that if the groom is running late, they will have to wait longer and can have some backup oil.
接下来说，新郎延迟的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。半夜有人喊着说：“新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。”那些童女就都起来收拾灯。
The story continues from verse 5. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, a cry rang out, "Here's a bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps.
新郎果然来迟了。
The groom truly came late.
十个童女等他的时候都打盹睡觉了。
The bridesmaids, the 10 virgins all fell asleep because he was late.
火把也熄灭了。
And the torch was put out.
等到半夜，新郎才来，有人大声通报说：“新郎来了，你们快去迎接他。”
Late at night, the groom came. Somebody announced that he's here. Go escort him. Go meet him.
这些童女醒过来所要做的第一件事就是赶快点燃火把，出去迎接新郎。
First thing that these virgins had to do when they woke up was to light their torch and then quickly go to the groom and welcome him.
那愚拙的对聪明的说：“请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。
The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out."
”聪明的回答说：“恐怕不够你用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。”
No, they replied, there may not be enough for both of us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves.
他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的同他进去坐席，门就关了。
Verse 10, but while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut.
其余的童女随后也来了，说：“主啊，主啊，给我们开门。
Later, the others also came. Lord, Lord, they said, open the door for us.
”他却回答说：“我实在告诉你们。”我不认识你们。
But he replied, truly I tell you, I don't know you.
在这个比喻里面，
In this parable,
新郎就是主耶稣。
the groom is Lord Jesus.
有一天他要来，
One day he's coming.
带着许多人参加在父家举行的婚宴。
Take many for the wedding feast at his father's house.
这10个童女呢，则是代表那些蒙拣选。迎接他到来的人，
These 10 virgins are the ones represented by the ones that he chose to welcome him.
但是只有聪明的童女可以去迎接新郎，并且参加宴。
But only the wise ones can go escort him. Only the wise ones can attend the wedding feast.
愚拙的童女去买油的时候，错过了新郎，被拒之门外。
The five foolish ones, because they had to go out to buy oil, they missed the opportunity. And they've been left outside.
所以他们就不能够参加婚宴。
So they can't attend the wedding feast.
在这个比喻里面有许多的细节。
There are many details in this parable.
我们读这个比喻的时候，可能会有很多好奇。
We may wonder about a lot of things when reading about this parable.
有人想，为什么是10个童女，不是5个，也不是20个？
Somebody might think, why is it just 10 virgins, not 2 or 20?
为什么是5个愚拙的，5个是聪明的？
How come half are foolish, half are wise, 5 and 5?
这些数字有没有什么特别的含义？
Do these numbers have some kind of significance?
灯指的是什么？
What is a torch?
油是什么？
Lamp, the oil?
卖油的人是谁呢？
Who's the seller of oil?
但是无论怎样，
But regardless,
我们需要知道这个比喻的重点。
we must come to understand the point of this parable.
主耶稣讲这个比喻的目的，
Lord Jesus talking about the point, the purpose for telling this parable.
就是在这个比喻之后，在13节他所说的那句话。
Is in verse 13 and what he said there.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰，你们不知道。
Therefore, keep watch because you do not know the day or the hour.
所以你们要警醒，要警醒。
Therefore, you must keep watch, be watchful.
我们读完这个比喻之后，
After reading this parable,
如果我们的心没有警醒，
If our hearts are not very alert,
无论我们这个比喻解释得如何的精彩，
no matter how well or how vivid we can describe this parable,
对我们来讲都没有任何的意义。
it's literally useless for us.
新郎延迟了。
The groom has delayed.
他来的日子时辰没有人知道。
The day that he comes back, no one knows.
如果我们不警醒的话，
If we are not alert,
我们就像那5个愚拙的童女一样，
we will be like the five foolish virgins.
我们这一辈子都要后悔。
We will regret it for our whole life.
讲完这个比喻之后，
After this parable, after talking about this parable,
主耶稣讲了第二个比喻。
Jesus moved on to a second parable.
虽然在第二个比喻里面的细节更多，
There are even more details in the second parable.
但是重点其实和第一个比喻是一样的。
But the point again is the same as the first parable.
13节把这两个比喻连起来。
Verse 13 chains these two parables together.
两个比喻。
Two parables.
同样的一个重点。
One point.
你们要警醒。
Keep watch, be watchful.
我们来看第二个比喻。
Let's look at the second parable.
还是讲到关于天国。
Again, it's about the kingdom of heaven.
天国又好比一个人往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们。
Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them.
按照个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了5000，一个给了2000，一个给了1000，就往外国去了。
To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey.
这个离开的主人就是主耶稣。
This master who left is Lord Jesus.
他到外国去就是到很远的地方去。
Him going to a foreign country is a place far away.
我们也可以说是他复活之后离开世界到父那里去。
We can also say Jesus rising from the dead and leaving the world ascended to the Father.
他有很大的家业。
He has a lot of business and assets.
离开的时候交给他家里的仆人，让他们一面经营，一面等他回来。
When he left, he gave it all to his servants to let them take care of it, and also to wait for him to come back.
他按照仆人的才干或者能力分给他们银子。
He distributed it to his servants according to their abilities.
能力大的就多给一些，能力小的就少给一些。
The ones more able were given more, the ones less able were given less.
下来发生什么呢？
And then what happened?
那领5000的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了5000，那领2000的也照样另赚了2000。
The man who received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. Also, the one who with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more.
但那领1000的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，要和他们算账。
But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them.
仆人拿到了主人的银子。
After the servants received the money, the gold of their masters,
有的仆人呢，立刻拿去做买卖。
Some people went immediately and to invest it.
有的人呢，把银子埋在地里。
Some people dig what they got, dug a hole and put what they got in the hole.
当主人回来的时候，
When the master came back,
仆人要向他交账。
The servants will have to close accounts with them, settle accounts with them.
注意第十九节说。
Note verse 19.
过了许久。
After a long time,
这几个字,
these few words,
过去我读了很多遍, 都没有注意到。
I didn't really notice it in this way for a long time after I read it.
这次在准备的时候,
when I was preparing this time,
这句话引起了我的注意。
This phrase gained my attention.
主人是过了许久。才回来。
The master, it was a long time before the master came back.
许久到底是多久？
How long is a long time?
是10年、20年。
10 years? 2 decades?
还是50年？
50 years?
反正是很久很久。
Don't know, but it's a very, very long time.
他回来的时候。
When he comes back.
第一个和第二个仆人终于把本金翻了一番。
The first and second kind of servant, they doubled what they had. But the third servant did absolutely nothing.
许多年过去了。Many,
many, many, many years went by.
很可能他从30岁变成40岁,从20岁变成30岁,从30岁变到40岁,50岁,甚至60,70,80岁。
Likely he was maybe 20 years old to start with. Another 10 years go by, he was 30. Another 10 years, 40. Another 10 years, he was 50 or 60, or eventually even 70 or 80 years old.
他就住在仆人的家,
he lives in the master's house.
他吃用主人的,
he eats and uses everything that belongs to the master.
他可以有许多机会去赚钱,
he had many, many opportunities to go and make money and invest it. But he did absolutely nothing.
他可能从一个少年人变成一个青年人,从青年人变成中年人,又从中年人变成一个老男人。
He went from a teenager to a grown up to a middle-aged man to even an old man, but didn't do anything.
结果有一天主人回来了。
And then until that one day, the master came back.
他要和每一个人算账。
He's going to settle accounts with everyone.
那领5000银子的, 又带着那另外的5000来说, 主啊, 你交给我5000银子, 请看, 我又赚了5000。
The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I've gained 5 more.
主人说, 好, 你这又良善又忠心的仆人, 你在不多的事上有忠心, 我要把许多事派你管理, 可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
那领2000的也来说, 主啊, 你交给我2000银子, 看, 请看, 我又赚了2000。
The man with 2 bags of gold also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I've gained 2 more.
主人说, 好, 你这又良善又忠心的仆人, 你在不多的事上有忠心, 我要把许多事派你管理, 可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
当主人看到一个仆人赚了5000, 另外一个赚了2000的时候, 他高兴得不得了。
When the master saw that the servant with the 5,000 gained another 5,000 and the one with 2,000 gained another 2,000, he was very happy.
他毫不吝惜地夸奖他们说, 你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
He complimented them lavishly, saying, good and faithful servant.
你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
Good and faithful servant.
注意主人所高兴的,主人所夸奖的, 不是这两个仆人的能力,或者他们有多大的本事。
Notice that what makes the master happy is not, and what he rewarded them with is not because of their ability or their capability,
而是他们的品质,
but their character.
良善,
goodness.
是一种像神一样的品质。 因为只有神是良善的,
it is a character of God, because only God is good.
忠心,
faithfulness,
是一个仆人的品质,
is a characteristic of a servant.
仆人向主人忠心,
servant is faithful to the master.
是一个良善的仆人所必备的品质, 是主人特别看重,
it is a character that a good servant would have, something that is very important to a master.
虽然主人分配银子的时候是按照仆人的才干,
even though when he distributed the gold, it was according to their ability,
给他们更多的责任的时候也是按照他们的业绩,有的人可以 派主可以派给他们更多的事情来管理。
But when it comes to the master handing out extra responsibilities, it was because of their performance.
但是让主人所高兴、主所夸奖的是他们的良善和忠心。
But what excited him and what made him praise them was because of their goodness and because of their faithfulness.
这就让我们知道，
This tells us,
让我们这些没有什么能力的人知道。
those of us especially that are less able,
虽然我们的能力的的确确有大有小，
even though our skills and ability vary greatly
我
person
们
to
的
person,
才干各不相同，但是神最最看重的不是这些。
and our abilities and capabilities vary a lot, this is not what God is looking at.
他向我们所要的是良善和忠心。
He wants goodness and faithfulness.
我们继续往下看。
Let's continue the parable.
那领1000的也来说：“主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛。
24. Then the man who had received one bag of gold came. Master, he said, I knew you were a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed.
”我就害怕，去把你
So I
的
was
1000银子藏在地里，请看，你的原银子在这里。
So I was afraid, went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here's what belongs to you.
主人回答说：“你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛。
His master replied, You wicked and lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed?
”就当把我的银子放在兑换银钱的人，放给兑换银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利收回。夺过他这1000来，给那有1万的。
Well, then you should have put my money on deposit with a banker so that when I return, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10
与前
bags.
两个仆人相比，第三个仆人则是另类。
Comparing with the first two servants, the third servant is the alternative result.
良善的反面是恶，忠心的反面是懒。
The opposite of goodness is wickedness. The opposite of faithfulness is laziness.
他是恶的，因为他说：“我这辈子都没有碰到这样一个狠心的主人，我真倒霉。
The master called him wicked because the third servant said, "It's just my luck that I've encountered such a hard master."
”懒，因为他不肯做工，把银子埋在地里。
Lazy is because he wouldn't do any work. He buried the money into the ground.
主人说。其实你只要找一个银行，把钱存到一个有利息的账号就可以了。
The master said you could have just found a bank and then deposited money there, at least collect the interest.
但是他懒到连这么小的事情都不肯去做。
But he wouldn't even do that, so lazy to that point.
虽然与前面两个仆人相比，这个仆人的才干比较小，他只拿到了1000银子。
Even though his ability was smaller than that of the first two servants because he got 1,000,
但这不是他懒惰的借口，
but that is not an excuse for him to be lazy
因为按照他的才干，
because according to his ability,
他是可以管理好1000银子的。
he can manage 1,000 pieces of gold.
那么这样的人的结局是什么呢？
What is the result and what is the ending for a person like this?
这个主人接着说。
The master continues and says,
因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have, will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
这就是这两个比喻。
These are the two parables.
当我们把这两个比喻放在一起的时候，
When we put them together,
有许多可以比较的地方。
there are many comparable elements.
我们看到十个童女可以分成两类。
We can see the 10 virgins could be categorized into two.
三个仆人， 也是两类。
Three servants can be categorized into two.
童女是要参加婚宴。
The virgins are need to attend the wedding feast.
仆人呢是要向主人交账。
The servants must settle account with the master.
比喻中呢的新郎和主人都是主耶稣。
In the parable, the groom and the master are our Lord Jesus.
仆人啊，童女和仆人呢，则是和他有关系的人。
The virgins and the servants are people associated with him.
十个童女有两种结局，三个仆人同样有两种结局。
10 virgins have two kinds of outcomes. 3 servants have two kinds of outcomes.
而这两个比喻之间最明显的相同之处就是等这件事情。
But the most obvious association or similarity between these two parables is the act of waiting.
童女要等候迎接新郎，仆人等候主人回来。
Virgins have to wait for the groom. The servants have to wait for the master.
第一个比喻告诉我们，我们要警醒等候，可以参加婚宴，与新郎一同坐席。
First parable tells us we must be watchful, so that we can attend the wedding feast and dine with the groom.
第二个比喻则告诉我们说，什么样的人在神的眼中是警醒等候的人。
Second parable tells us exactly what kind of person, is considered a watchful one in front of God.
所以神不仅仅提醒我们要警醒等候。
So God not only reminds us that we need to be watchful,
而且告诉我们说什么样的人是警醒等候的人。
But he also tells us how and what kind of person is a watchful person.
当我们在思想这两个比喻的时候，
When we're thinking about these parables,
我们会发现呢这两个比喻里的等还有一个特点。
We'll find that the act of waiting in these two parables, that there's another special characteristic.
就是呢等到什么时候是不确定的。
And that is the uncertainty of the length of the waiting.
我们不喜欢等。
We don't like to wait.
我们喜欢什么事情都是马上可以成就。
We like things that get resolved quickly.
我们更不喜欢不确定的等。
We much less like, we like even less the uncertainty of waiting.
但是在这两个比喻里面，我们看到呢，童女虽然知道新郎要来，但是不知道什么时候来。
But these two parables, for example, we see the virgins knew that the groom was going to come, but didn't know when.
仆人也知道主人要回来，但是不知道主人什么时候回来。
Servants knew also that the master would return, but didn't know when.
我们知道主要回来，而且他回来的时间越来越近，但是却不知道确切的时间。
We know for sure that our God is coming back, but in terms of time, we have no idea. Could be short, could be long.
这就使得警醒等候更加的困难。
This makes the act of waiting much harder.
如果我们知道主耶稣下周回来，
If we knew Lord Jesus was coming back next week,
或者他明确告诉我们说冬天之前他会回来。
Or he assures us, before winter I'll be back.
或者说明年某一天他要回来。
Or on a certain day in 2021.
我们今天等的状态一定会不一样。
The way we wait will definitely be different.
但是神就是要让我们面对不确定性。
But God has given us a, make us face this kind of uncertainty.
因为在不确定中的警醒等待更加显出我们是不是良善，是不是忠心。
In this kind of waiting with uncertainty shows even more how good and faithful we might be.
对，神让我们在这里等是有目的的。
So when God asks us to wait, there is a purpose.
要显明我们心里面的光景。
It reveals the state of our heart.
让我们能够更加的依靠他。
To rely on him more.
最后我们来看一个很重要的问题。
Let's look at a very important question finally.
新郎为什么延迟？
Why is the groom delaying?
主人为什么迟迟不回来？
Why is the master away for so long and do not come back?
主耶稣离开门徒已经两千多年了，为什么到现在还没有回来？
Lord Jesus ascended and left the disciples for 2,000 years and plus. Why has he not come back?
神的儿女为什么要等待两千多年？
Why do God's children have to wait 2,000 years and change?
我想至少有三个原因。
I gather at least three reasons.
第一个原因呢？
Firstly,
神要给更多的人悔改的机会。
Firstly is that God wants to give more people a chance to repent.
彼得后书三章九节。
Second Peter 3:9.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们。不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he's patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
很多人出门坐飞机，都有碰到飞机晚点这样的经历。
Those of you who have flown a flight know that, We're very likely to have encountered a situation where the flight was delayed.
碰到晚点的时候，先是在候机室里面等。
When that happens, we got to wait at the terminal.
好不容易等到登机了，但是飞机就是原地不动。
Eventually, you get on the plane, but the plane doesn't move.
在飞机里面等啊等啊。
You're sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting.
这时候很多乘客就开始抱怨。
At that point, passengers start to whine and complain.
他们以为飞机出状况了，以为这个调度出问题了。
They think maybe there's a problem with the plane or some other issue.
所以误点了。
They're going to be late.
结果又等了好久，看到呢有人气喘吁吁地赶上飞机。
Then after a little more time of waiting, they find someone huffing and puffing into the plane.
原来不是飞机出了状况，而是该来的乘客还没有上飞机。
Turns out it's not that the plane had any issues at all, it was those passengers who were running late.
所以要等他们。
So they had to wait for them.
乘客以为是他们在等飞机修复起飞。
Passengers are thinking that maybe the plane has to go through maintenance before taking off.
其实呢是驾驶员是航空公司在等更多的人上飞机。
But actually it's the airline waiting for more people to get on.
主耶稣迟迟没有回来，也不是他延误了我们，把我们忘记。
Lord Jesus delaying his return is not because he hates us or has forgotten us.
更不是他出了什么问题。
Or that he changed his mind or had some problems.
而是他宽容这个世代。
But he is tolerating this generation.
让更多的人悔改，因为当审判开始的时候，当他回来之后，人就没有机会了。
To give people time to repent because when judgment starts we're out of options there's no chance to repent
神把我们留在地上把我们安排在现在所处的环境里面
leaving us in the world and putting us in this current situation
这像彼得后书三章十一和十二节那里告诉我们的是要我们敬圣洁敬虔切切仰望并催促神的日子来到
It rings with 2 Peter 3, verse 11 and 12, which says, you ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming.
如何我们能够催促神的日子来到?
How can we hasten his day of coming?
我们看在三章九节,彼得他特意的把神的应许尚未成就和人人都悔改放在一起。
If we look at number 9, Peter kind of puts the two themes of the unfulfilled promises of God and the master, Lord wishing everyone to repent, put these two themes together.
就是要清楚地告诉我们说悔改的人当悔改人越多的时候，主来的日子就越近。
That the more people repent, the closer it is to God coming back.
所以我们 盼望主耶稣回来的话，
So when we're hoping for Lord Jesus to come back,
如果我们从我们内心呼唤主啊，愿你快来的话，
So if we say from our hearts, Lord, may you come back soon,
我们就要努力地传福音。
Then we have to, use our efforts to preach the gospel,
让更多的人悔改。
To let more people have a chance to repent,
让主的应许快快地成就。
To quicken his promise to be fulfilled.
主延迟的第二个原因。
The second reason that the Lord is coming back, in a delay,
是主再来的时候，他要得着一个荣耀的教会。
Is that when he comes back, he wants to gain a glorious church?
基督的身体要长大成熟，心腹要装饰整齐，迎接新郎的来到。
The body of Christ must be mature, the bride must be adorned properly, and to be ready to welcome his return.
如果主明天回来的话，我们准备好了没有？
If the Lord comes back tomorrow, are we ready?
有些人早上起来，不仅要有闹钟。
Some people, when they wake up in the morning, not only do they need an alarm clock,
而且还需要闹三次。
They need that alarm clock to ring three times.
第一次响的时候关掉。
First time, they turn it off.
第二次再响，再关掉。
When it comes on the second time, they turn it off.
第三次再响，才挣扎着爬起来。
Third time, they'll struggle and get up.
就像彼得、约翰和雅各这三个门徒，他们在克西马尼，在克西马尼园。
It's like when, Peter, James, and John was with Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
主耶稣去祷告的时候，吩咐他们要警醒等候。
When the Lord was over there, praying, asked them to keep watch.
但是他们一次次的睡着了。
But time and time again, they dozed off.
主把他们叫醒，说你们要警醒，不要再睡了。
Lord Jesus woke them up several times. You got to be watchful, keep and pray.
主耶稣说你们在这里警醒祷告，但是他们却一直的沉睡。
He told them keep watch and pray, but they kept dozing off to sleep.
主把他们叫醒了，他们又睡，再把他们叫醒，他们再睡。
Woke them up, they fell asleep. Woke them up, they fell asleep again.
这是不是我们今天的光景？
Is that not our situation?
如果我们诚实地问我们自己，
We honestly ask ourselves,
有多少时候我是在警醒地等候主来？
How many times and how often are we alert, watchfully waiting for God to return?
我们怎么回答？
How are we going to answer that?
即使我们审视过去的一周，
Even if we just look over the course of a week,
我们有多少时间是在警醒的等候？
How much time during that time is spent waiting?
主还没有回来，不光光是给那些还没有得救的人悔改的机会。
God coming, not coming back, Lord not coming back soon is not because, not only because to give, it's to give a chance for sinners to repent,
而且他也是给我们机会,
but also giving us a chance,
等我们预备好来迎接他,
to prepare, to welcome him.
主没有回来的第三个原因,
third reason that he is delaying his, return.
要显明我们里面的光景，要试炼我们的忠心。
Is to reveal our the state of our heart and to put into exercise our faithfulness.
第二个比喻就是仆人的比喻里面说，那领五千的随即拿去做买卖赚了五千，那领两千的随即拿去做买卖赚了两千。
Do you remember the second parable said the servant with the 5,000 gold? Made 5,000 more by doing business, and the 2,000 made 2 more thousand by doing investment in business.
如果我们这样读过去的话，可能会觉得这钱赚得很快，很容易。
If we just read that, it might appear as if they gained that money quite easily.
其实不然。
But that's not the case.
因为十九节说，过了许久，主人才回来。
Because it says in verse 19, after a long time.
也就是说过了许久，这两个仆人才分别赚了五千和两千。
In other words, it took that long time for these servants to make that 5,000 and those 2,000.
在主人没有回来这段时间，他们没有停止做工。
During the time when the master was away, they did not stop working.
主向我们所要的不是一时的热忱，而是持久的忠心。
What God wants from us is not a temporal enthusiasm, but a lasting faithfulness.
我们都可以做到一时火热。
We can all be fired up temporarily.
但是更多的时候，我们像是温吞水，时冷时热。
But the great majority of the time, we are lukewarm, sometimes cold, sometimes hot.
这让我们的良善和忠心大打折扣。It
discounts our goodness and faithfulness.
我们这一生跟随主的道路，很像是在跑一场马拉松。We,
this lifelong time of following God is very much like running a marathon.
我们要一直的努力向前跑。We
have to strive and strain to press forward.
如果我们只跑前半程，放弃后半程的话，最终没有到终点。
So we put in effort for the first half, but not the second half. We're not going to reach the end.
这对我们是多大的损失？对我们来讲，实在太可惜了。It would be
a great loss to us.
有一位弟兄，曾经有一位弟兄，他去拜访约翰卫斯理。
A certain brother went to interview John Wesley one time.
然后问他说，假如你明天就会去世，今天这一天你将如何的度过？
He said, if tomorrow you were to die, how are you going to live your day today?
约翰卫斯理想了一下，慢慢地说，我首先要早上起来祷告，然后呢，去一个地方讲道。
He thought about it for a moment. He replied, I'm going to get up early and pray and then go to a certain place to preach because this was the arranged schedule, prearranged.
那到了晚上呢，我会去马丁家去访问他，去跟他聊聊天。
And then in the evening, I'll go to Martin's house to chit-chat and talk with him.
他说了他会等我。He
said he'll wait for me.
然后呢，我们一起祷告。And
then we're going to pray together.
待到晚上10点，我回家休息。At
10 p.m. I'm going to go home and then rest.
睡觉之前呢，我会先泡一壶茶，然后再去看一看院子里的门关好了没有。Before
I go to sleep, I'm going to brew a cup of tea, and I'm going to double check the doors, whether they're locked.
那位弟兄就打岔说，请等一下，这不都是你平时的生活方式吗？
The brother said, wait a minute, and interrupted him, saying, wait a minute, isn't this what you typically do?
约翰卫斯理说，为什么这一天要与别的日子不一样呢？
John Wesley said, why should tomorrow be any different than any other day?
那个弟兄说，这可是你人生的最后一天啊。
He said, because it's your last day.
约翰卫斯理说，对我来说，每一天都可能是最后一天。He
said, to me, every day could be my last day.
当一个人可以这样说的时候，Think
when a person can honestly say this.
当他可以坦然地说，我能够以今天的生活方式迎接每一天的到来，迎接主再来的时候。
When he can plainly say, I can use the way I live my life today, right now, to welcome God, our Lord.
我想我们看到的就是一个在主面前警醒等候的人。
I believe we will know that this is a person who is ready to welcome our Lord when he comes back.
对这样的来说，主随时都可以回来。
To this kind of person, God can come back any day.
再想想我自己的话，我发现实在差得太远。Thinking
about what I've said, I'm very, very far away.
如果主明天再来的话，我知道我有许多许多许多许多的地方需要调整，需要彻底改变。I
know truly that if God was coming back at a moment tomorrow, there are many, many things I would have to adjust or change.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
愿他的话一直在我们心里面提醒我们。
May his words remind us often in our hearts.
愿他的圣灵在我们里面不停地工作来改变我们。
And his spirit continue to work in our hearts and to change our being.
帮助我们成为那五个聪明的童女。
Help us to become like the five wise virgins.
帮助我们成为在他面前良善又忠心的仆人。
Help us to become that in front of him we are the good and faithful servant.
如果我们需要改变的话，
If we need to be reprimanded,
求主今天就来改变我们。
May he do that today.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.